House Democrats seek to include amnesty for illegal aliens in coronavirus relief package. By John Binder on February 1, 2021. About 100 House Democrats are urging House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to include an amnesty for certain subgroups of illegal aliens in a relief package for Americans impacted by the Chinese coronavirus crisis. The group of House Democrats, led by the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, want to include an amnesty for at least 5 million illegal aliens who considered themselves essential workers and who are recipients of temporary protected status, TPS, and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, programs. The letter states, as you continue to work on assembling a COVID-19 reconciliation package and begin work on an economic recovery and jobs package, we urge you to include a pathway to citizenship for essential immigrant workers, Dreamers, and TPS holders, as well as their families, in order to ensure a robust recovery that is inclusive and equitable for all Americans regardless of their immigration status. Read the full letter here. Letter to Speaker Pelosi. By John Binder. The amnesty would pack the United States labor market with millions of newly legalized illegal aliens who would be allowed to legally compete for jobs against 18 million unemployed Americans and another 6.2 million Americans who are underemployed. Eventually, those legalized by the amnesty would be put on a path to obtaining American citizenship. The House Democrats claim the amnesty would boost U.S. wages, though a tightened labor market with reduced foreign competition against Americans has proven to spike salaries. A pathway to citizenship for undocumented essential workers would raise the wage floor and in turn benefit all workers, beyond direct beneficiaries, the House Democrats write. The proposal comes as President Joe Biden's administration has put forth an amnesty plan that would allow nearly the entire illegal alien population, between 11 and 22 million foreign nationals, to eventually obtain American citizenship. Thus far, 28 of the most vulnerable House Democrats have stayed silent on whether they would support such a proposal at a time of mass unemployment. Every year, more than 1.2 million legal immigrants are awarded green cards. Another 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas, and hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are added to the U.S. population. Wall Street, the big business lobby, and big tech have lobbied for years for an amnesty and an increase in legal immigration levels to boost their profit margins by cutting labor costs through U.S. job outsourcing. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.